and under him and swallowed him up, together with all his household. Joseph was afraid and reluctantly agreed to take the girl in marriage. He took her back to his house. "You must stay here while I go about my work," he told her. "I'll come back to you in good time. The Lord will watch over you." In Joseph's household, Mary worked so hard and behaved so modestly that no one had a word of criticism for her. She spun wool, she made bread, she drew water from the well, and as she grew and became a young woman, there were many who wondered at this strange marriage and at Joseph's absence. There were others, too, young men in particular, who would try to speak to her and smile engagingly, but she said little in reply and kept her eyes on the ground. It was easy to see how simple and good she was. And time went past. The birth of John. Now Zacharias the high priest was old like Joseph, and his wife Elizabeth was elderly too. Like Joachim and Anna, they had never had a child, much as they desired one. One day Zacharias saw an angel who told him, "Your wife will bear a child, and you must call him John." Zacharias was astounded and said, "How can that possibly be? I am an old man, and my wife is barren." "It will happen," said the angel, "and until it does, you shall be mute, since you did not believe me." And so it was. Zacharias could no longer speak.